Wow.
All God's people said amen.
I asked Marnell to sing today. He's not singing with the choir next Sunday. Didn't make the audition, I guess, with cut and all like that. So Marnell had a word from on high. He will not be here. Well, that's what he told me. His wife told him he would not be here today. So, next Sunday. Marnell, thank you for sharing your talents with us, and what a wonderful way to begin, It seems like we go so quickly these years. It's hard to believe here. Seems like, wow, just a short time ago, Easter, and preparing for the summer and then the fall and Thanksgiving and here, wow, so quickly. I want to share one verse with you this morning. It's found in the book of St. Matthew. It's over in the 13th chapter. And Jesus had been teaching. And after he used certain parables and he was asking if they understood. And then, down in the 52nd verse, the writer wrote a very, very interesting scripture here. King James, then he said to them, therefore every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure things new and old. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word. In just a few moments, open our minds and hearts for that truth. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, all God's people. Amen. 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 It simply is talking about a teacher teaching upon the kingdom of heaven and bringing out those things old and those things new. I'm so excited to walk into church on a Sunday morning, especially when the choir sings. I just get excited. I mean, it's well-oiled chaos before the service. People get everybody squared away in the. But I tell you one thing, when God comes in to set in motion the things that he once heard, it thrills my heart. I've been accused of being a little old-fashioned. And I'm here to tell you, it's true. One of the principles that I have learned is the older I get, the less thrilled I am with change. I hope that some of you can relate. But then at the same time, I love things that are new, things that are exciting. Now I'm going to put him on the spot because I know he is absolutely so shy. But Friday night I went to see Elf Jr. Wow.
Was that me?
Yeah.
How was it? In that jacket, you place a little note.
Wow.
Certain things will just thrill your heart. And I mean to tell you, when we're in there on Friday night, and I think, Brian, this place is supposed to hold, what, 250 or something?
Yeah.
And you sold how many?
292.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the kids were down front. I mean, we're in the chairs, and you had kids down front, and they were cheering. And I'll tell you, at the end of every song, but the thing that got me the most was at the end of the program, they come out and take their vow. Now, I don't know if you're going to be able to see this. I don't want you to hear anything.
Oh, yeah.
Susan, don't start laughing.
Here we go.
Here. And I looked up. Here the music was playing, and I saw a dance that I'd never seen before. Can you see just a little bit of that? Here we go.
Prayer.
having faith in it. Harold will tell you that he has seen God work through lives time and time and time again. And that's why he's able, no matter where he goes, wherever he shares that, he shares what God can do. Amen? And I'm here to tell you that not only do we have the new, and trust me, we have these songs we're learning, we're new. People ask me this week and say, like, oh, you're busy, you're getting ready for the Christmas. I said, get hot around. They said, what kind of music is that? I said, well, let me tell you about it. I said, we are so blessed at Mount Calvary because, you know, we've got Miss Gideon's actually playing later on today, and her theme for especially classical music. We've got Vicky in. And I know Leslie, you said your, what was the temperature? Usually at the end of the firecracker, my blood pressure is the one that's going up like that. Come on, fireman. We got Vicky, and she has that patience to sit there and play those notes. Come next Sunday, you're going to see arms waving, and she'll get up there, and she's going to do all that stuff. And I'm like, then we got Terry. I don't know how to explain that one. Well, is it contemporary or is it traditional? I said, well, hopefully every bit of it brings joy unto the Lord. If you will open up your Bible and just kind of set it in front of you, let it fall open, right in the middle of it, you're going to find a hymn. You're going to go and all those songs. How many are there? About 150, right? And it's amazing how God decided to put all these hymns, all the words of these hymns right in the middle of the Bible. But he doesn't have any notes. Doesn't have any chord charts. Doesn't have any rhythms. He pretty much leaves it up to us of how we are going to make the music that we enjoy. How we are going to take those words that have touched our hearts again and again and again. How how God is dealing with them, their heart. And you might be the angel.